Blog Talk Radio.
I love you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to the Angels of Melody broadcast with your host, praise God, none other than Evangelist Tanya Johnson, the angel on deck, praise God, and we are sitting in for her on tonight, praise, soliciting your prayers, praise God. She's doing well, but she's under some strict doctor's orders, praise God, and we're looking for her to be back with us soon, and she's resting up on tonight, but praise God, you're on live with the bishop, and we are going to go and proceed with the programming on tonight, because we know that God has some great things in store for this revival, praise God. Many of you are just now joining in, and those of you who may have just came on the broadcast, praise God, we want to thank God for what he is doing and what he's getting ready to do in this prayer revival. Listen, beloved, I want to tell you, those of you who have been listening in, you already know, because I know that if you've been anywhere a part of this prayer revival and you've been logging in and you've been involved or connected in any form, then I understand and I know that the enemy has been trying to attack you. He's been trying to cause distractions. He's been trying to cause infractions. But, beloved, I came to let you know on today that God is yet on the throne and that he is still in the blessing business. He's more than able to keep you from falling, praise God. And so on tonight, praise God, I just want to let you know that no matter where you are, no matter who you are not alone, and neither are you the only one who has or is being tried by the enemy in this hour. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, as we prepare to go before the throne of grace on tonight, praise God, and we're going to pray, and then we're going to have a short word on tonight, and whatever the Lord will have us to say to you on tonight, we're believing that God, amen, has a word from on high. Amen. I'm not trying to belabor the time, or I'm not trying to dot every I and cross every T. But praise God, there is a word that I believe that God wants his people to hear on tonight. Glory to God. In my spirit, I feel like, glory to God, like Muhammad Ali, when I believe it was Sonny Liston, when he told the people, get to the TV, because never was there a time that I wanted to whoop a man like I want to whoop one now. But I'm saying on tonight, never was there a time that I wanted to whoop a devil or whoop the enemy like I want to whoop one now. And one of the things that I'm going to say to you is that no matter where you are, no matter what you're in, no matter what is happening right now, I want you to know that God has the last say-so. Last say-so. Glory to God. Father, in your precious name, dear God, we thank you for what you're doing and what you've already done, Lord God. Father, we thank you for those who are listening in and those who have come to the broadcast, Lord God, and they're expecting you, Lord God, to speak on tonight, Lord God. Father, I pray, Lord, that your spirit, Lord God, would move in this place, Lord God. Move upon our hearts, move upon our minds, oh God. Father, move us out of the way, Lord God, that you may be glorified, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I pray, Lord God, that every person, Lord God, that is under the sound of my voice, oh God, Father, that they would hear and that they would know, Lord God, that your spirit, Lord God, shall prevail on tonight, Lord God. Father, it's not about me, Lord God. Hallelujah. Neither is it about any other person, Lord God, that's on this broadcast. But everything is about you, Lord God. You get the glory out of this, Lord God. You get the glory out of it all, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that no matter what trick or devices that the enemy tries to do, Lord God, we understand and we know, Lord God, that your will and your purpose, Lord God, shall be done, Lord God. And Father, we thank you, Lord, right now, in the precious mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, we're praying, Lord God, for the angel on deck on tonight, Lord God, that you would continue to bless her, Lord God, that you would continue to strengthen her, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for rapid recovery, Lord God. We pray, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, that your will be done, oh God. We thank you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we pray, Lord God, that you would continue to watch over her, Lord God. And that you would continue, Lord God, hallelujah, to let your will be done, oh God. Father, we'll be careful to praise you and to magnify your name, dear God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank God. And amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We want you, praise God, to turn with us in your Bibles to the book of Exodus, the 10th chapter. And as I've stated before, this is Bishop Thomas Hobby. I'm filling in for Evangelist Tanya Johnson, the angel on deck on tonight. Praise God, as your host. Amen. We want to continue to keep her in prayer. And praise God, we want to keep our dear sister Michelle in prayer. Praise God. She's not with us on tonight, but praise God, we're praying, and we want her to know that we're praying for her and that God is yet going to bless. And we know that God, hallelujah, is more than able. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so we thank God, amen, for those who have continually been there for us. And even when, you know, I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are in the kingdom. You're fooling yourself if you think you don't need nobody praying for you. You know, we're in an hour right now. There are some of you who have been a part of this prayer revival, and God has charged you to become intercessors to the leaders and those who are involved in presenting and bringing forth the word of God through this broadcast. And God has charged you to be intercessors. Glory to God. And we want you to continue to go forth and call our name out. And believe that God will strengthen us. Hallelujah. Because this thing is bigger than any individual. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Exodus, the 10th chapter, and it reads, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I might show these my signs before him, and that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son and thy son's sons what things I have wrought in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that ye may know how that I am the Lord." And Moses and Aaron came unto Pharaoh and said unto him, "Thus saith the Lord." Now, what I want you to understand, beloved, is that God had charged Moses to tell Pharaoh. God had charged Moses to tell Pharaoh and to allow Pharaoh to experience a real move of God. He was telling Moses to tell Pharaoh, glory to God, that there was something that he was getting ready to do in the earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so we find that Moses and Aaron came in unto Pharaoh and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, God of the Hebrews, how long wilt thou refuse to humble thyself before me? And then Moses says these words, let my people go, that they may serve me. And so I want to stop there for a moment, because I would like to utilize this particular phrase as a thought on tonight. Let my people go. Preacher, what are you saying? Who are out in the world on today that they need to be let go. And what I'm saying is that in some form, in some way, they have been caught up in some type of bondage. Whether it's physical or spiritual. But there are those that find themselves entangled in Satan's web. They find themselves in a place where their mind is miscombobulated and they cannot think on the things that God has prepared for them, because the enemy has tried to enter their mind. Glory to God. And so I'm coming on today and I'm demanding, glory to God, by the word of God, let my people go. Glory to God. Let my people go, because God has something in store for us. And then he says, else, if thou refuse to let my people go. Now, beloved, what I want you to understand is that we serve a God who cares enough about us, glory to God, that he would give a condition to our enemy. In other words, he says, if you refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring the locusts into thy coast. Glory to God. In other words, if you don't let my people go, if you don't free them, if you don't free their minds, glory to God, I'm getting ready to cause a situation to come upon you. Beloved, I want to let you know today that if the enemy does not let you go, glory to God, if he doesn't want to let you go after tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, God is getting ready to cause a thing, hey, glory, to come upon the earth. Not only is he getting ready to cause it, but it's already here. Glory to God. There's already famine in the land. All you got to do is look around you. You can see some of the things that have taken place. But beloved, believe me, as I speak here unto you today, some things are getting ready to become even more visible. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, he said, if you refuse, I will bring the locusts into thy coast, and they shall cover the face of the earth. that one cannot be able to see the earth, and they shall eat the residue, that which is escaped, which remaineth unto you from the hail, and shall eat every tree which groweth for you out of the field. Now, it would seem like that in the way that God is doing this thing, that he's allowing the locusts to come and to eat up what seems to be everything that is living. I know sometimes that's the way it seems in our own private situation. Seem like the locusts have come in and eaten up our resources. The locusts are coming in and eating up jobs. Eating up, glory to God, our ability to have credit the way we need to. Eating up our finances. Eating up even our educators, because our children are unable to receive the education that they need in this hour. It seems as though somebody has let the locust come into the land. Glory to God. And the Bible said, and they, the locusts, shall fill thy houses, and thy houses of all thy servants. Glory. And the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither thy father nor thy father's fathers have seen since the day that they were upon the earth unto this day. And he turned himself and went from Pharaoh. And Pharaoh's servant said unto him, how long shall this man be a snare unto us? Let the man go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed? And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh. And he said unto them, go and serve the Lord your God. But who are they shall go? And Moses said, we will go with our young and with our old, and with our sons and with our daughters, and with our flocks and with our herds, and will we go? For we must hold a feast unto the Lord. And he said unto them, let the Lord be so with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones, look to it. For evil is before you. Not so. Go now, ye that are men, serve the Lord, for that ye did desire. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come up upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land, even all that the hail have left. And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind. Glory to God. And the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. Good God Almighty. The east wind brought the locusts. Glory to God. See, what I want you to know is that I understand that there's a wind that's blowing your way. And it seems like that wind was sent to destroy you. Seems like that wind was sent away the things that you have been desiring of God. But beloved, I came to let you know tonight that that there is another wind. Glory to God. There's another type of wind that I want you to understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. And Moses stretched forth his rod, the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts, and the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt and rested in all the coast of Egypt, and various grievances where they were they. Glory to God. Before them there were no such locusts as they, neither after them shall be such. For they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened. And they did eat every herb of the land, and all the fruit of the trees, which the hail had left, and there remained not any green thing in the trees, or in the herbs of the field, through all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron in haste, said, I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Therefore, forgive, I pray thee, my sin. Only this once, and entreat the Lord your God, that he may take away from me this death only. And he went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord. And the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. Good God Almighty. And so what I wanted to say to you tonight, beloved, is that in letting my people go, you got to learn how to get like the locusts. My God. Because the Bible said that there was a wind that blew the locusts in. Glory to God. And there was a wind that blew the locusts out. Why? Because the locust, the insect itself, glory to God. Mm-hmm. But when the insect is on the ground, it hops from place to place. Now, it can jump from a great distance, and when it flaps its wings, it appears that it flies. But the truth, beloved, is that it does not fly, but it is dependent upon the wind. You see, a locust, thank you, Jesus, a locust, when he flaps or spreads his wings and the air swoops down and blows or gets in behind the locust, it is the air or the wind itself that causes the locust to be propelled into the air. And it begins to float or fly to its destination. Glory to God. And so, beloved, as I told you earlier, there is another wind. Glory to God. And though the wind of the enemy has been blowing in your life, but I came to let you know today that we're serving the devil notice, and we're telling him, let my people go. Glory to God. Because there is another wind, hallelujah, and it is the wind of God, hallelujah, and the wind of the Spirit, hallelujah, and it's blowing in the kingdom, it's blowing to God's people, glory to God, hallelujah, and you need to get like the locusts, hallelujah, glory to God, and allow the wind of God, hallelujah, to get in underneath your wings, hallelujah, because I'm declaring today that the wind of God is what's going to propel you in this next level, in this next place that God wants to take you, in the next place that God wants you to be, hallelujah, it's when you get in the wind of his Spirit. Well, preacher, how do I get in the wind of the, hallelujah, of the Spirit of God? The only way that we can get in his wind, hallelujah, is through prayer. This is the reason why this prayer revival cannot come down. This is the reason why that the prayer revival, hallelujah, cannot stop, because it is through the prayer, hallelujah, that a wind is produced in God. Hey, glory, hallelujah. You see, prayer, hallelujah, glory to God, will produce the wind of God that will blow away, hallelujah, your trials, that will blow away your tribulation, that will blow away, hallelujah, your issues, glory to God, hallelujah, yes, God, hallelujah, it is the wind of God, hallelujah, glory to God, your troubles will be over, hallelujah, because trouble won't last always. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. God, hallelujah, is trying. Hallelujah. I heard the word say, hallelujah, that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. In you worshiping God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, yes, Lord, hallelujah. And when the troubles come, glory to God, in the midst of your worship, you ought to tell God, breathe on me, Lord, hallelujah, breathe on my circumstances, breathe on my condition, breathe on my my current situation, because when you breathe on me, hallelujah, then I will be moved. When you breathe on me, hallelujah, then the enemy, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, will not have a chance, hallelujah, to kill me in the midst of my situation, in the midst of my condition, in the midst of my problem, hallelujah, but oh God, breathe on me, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. And so, saints of God, we need the wind of God to get underneath our wings, hallelujah, hallelujah, but our problem, hallelujah, is we're standing there, hallelujah, and we won't even spread our wings because the enemy has got us so defeated in our mind, glory to God, and all we're doing, hallelujah, is hopping around, hallelujah, and we can't seem to get to the place that God wants us to be in fast enough, hallelujah, because we are, hallelujah, we've allowed ourselves to be placed in a disadvantage, hallelujah, but I'm declaring unto you today, hallelujah, that God has the advantage, hallelujah, he's above everything, he's above every living creature, hallelujah, he's above, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, and he is the one who is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless, hallelujah, he is the only wise God, hallelujah, he is, hallelujah, the Hallelujah. I heard the word say, hallelujah, that one can chase 1,000, hallelujah, and two can chase 10,000, hallelujah. So I came to let you know today, hallelujah, that whatever you're going through, whatever the problem is, whatever the situation, God can breathe on you, hallelujah, and cause you, hallelujah, to fly out of that situation, fly out of your problems, hallelujah. I believe, hallelujah, glory to God, even like R. Kelly said, I believe I can fly, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. It is when the wind of God, hallelujah, glory to God, when we allow ourselves to be lifted, hallelujah, glory to God, and the way we allow ourselves to be lifted is through lifting him. Lift him up with your praise. Lift him up in worship. Lift him up in prayer. Lift him up, hallelujah. Glory to God. God, he said, if I be lifted, that I would draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If I be lifted, hallelujah. Glory to God. It doesn't matter what your situation is. It doesn't matter what your problem is. Listen, I was faced with some things. Hallelujah. I've been faced with some adversities. Hallelujah. I've been faced with problems. Hallelujah. Got in a situation. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about me. Hallelujah. But I got in a situation. Hallelujah. Glory to God with the loved one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if I wasn't careful, hallelujah, I would have let that thing take me out of here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I would have let that thing, hallelujah, take me, hallelujah, oh, bless his name, from the will of God and from the presence of God and from, hallelujah, to keep me from doing God's will. Hallelujah. But, oh, God, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm so glad, hallelujah, that it breathed on me. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so glad, hallelujah, that the Lord, that it breathed on me. Hallelujah. Because when it breathed on me, hallelujah, it caused me to be able to move past my circumstances, to move past my physical insufficiencies, to move past, hallelujah, glory to God, even the things that I could not see for myself, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm not saying that it's going to be easy, hallelujah. I'm not saying that it's the end of your trials, hallelujah. All I'm saying, hallelujah, is that God is more than able. All I'm saying, hallelujah, is that God will cause you, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, to fly past your circumstances, to fly past, hallelujah, where your enemy, hallelujah, can't even pick you up on the radar. Good God Almighty, where your enemy, hallelujah, glory to God. See, they tell me, hallelujah, there's something about flight. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, you can't, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, interrupt another, hallelujah, aircraft flight space or flight pattern. You got to be in the right code. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. And so I'm telling you, glory to God, hallelujah, that what's going to determine, hallelujah, where you fly to or how far you fly, good God Almighty, hallelujah, is the code, hallelujah, that you're tuned into. Glory to God, hallelujah. If you got a low code, hallelujah, glory to God, you can't expect to go far, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. If your coat, hallelujah, hallelujah, is only supposed to take you, hallelujah, for a 2-hour ride, you can't expect to go 6 hours or 14 hours on that coat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if it is, hallelujah, if you know that there's a long way that God needs to take you, hallelujah, glory to God, then you ought not leave up out of there with the wrong code. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty, who am I talking to on tonight? Hallelujah. Some of you, hallelujah, you got the wrong code. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, hallelujah. Your code is only taking you so far. Hallelujah. It's only taking you to a short distance. Hallelujah. But God said you got to go farther than where you've ever been. You got to go farther, hallelujah, farther, hallelujah, than you've ever been before, hallelujah. There's a new code, hallelujah, that God needs to put, he needs to download in your spirit, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. There's a new code, hallelujah, because there's higher heights and deeper depths, hallelujah, that God is calling you to go, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's another place in God that you've never been before, hallelujah. There's another place, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. Lift up your head, hallelujah, lift it up right now, hallelujah, and understand, hallelujah, it's not I, but Christ that liveth within me, hallelujah. You got to understand that it's God that wants you to move forward, hallelujah. That is God, hallelujah, that wants you to move out of yourself, move out of your circumstances, move out of your present state, hallelujah. It's God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. And you need to look at, hallelujah, your situation. Look at, hallelujah, the enemy, and tell the enemy, hallelujah, let my people go, hallelujah. Let my children go, hallelujah. Let my family go, hallelujah. Let them go, hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't have them, hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't keep them. You can't keep me down. It doesn't matter, hallelujah, what the enemy thinks he can do. It doesn't matter how he thinks he has you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All it takes is one gust of God's wind. Hallelujah. And he'll blow you right out of here. Glory to God. All it takes, hallelujah, is one wind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I understand that there are those of you, hallelujah, who are fearful even now. Hallelujah. Because you don't know where or what the wind of God will take you. Hallelujah. But beloved, I came to let you know today, hallelujah, glory to God, that God wants to blow you to safety, hallelujah. But you got to trust it, to believe it, hallelujah. Believe in your heart and believe in your mind that he's more than able, hallelujah, hallelujah, more than able to keep you, hallelujah. Yes, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let my people go, hallelujah. Let them go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is killing. Hallelujah. And he's making the Pharaohs in your life. Hallelujah. He's bringing them down. Glory to God. And he's causing them to let you go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There are some of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your Pharaoh has been the federal penitentiary. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Some of you have a Pharaoh in your house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I came to let you know that whoever Pharaoh is in your life, hallelujah, God, he is allowing Pharaoh to let you go. And now you need to have the courage to open up your wings and believe that the wind of God will blow in and allow you to fly into the safety zone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To fly into the place that God has prepared for you. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Beloved, I want you to know that, hallelujah, it doesn't matter what your problem is. Doesn't matter how long you've been there. Doesn't matter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'm declaring today that God can bring you out. Hallelujah. Why don't you trust him today? Hallelujah. Why don't you believe him today? Hallelujah. God will. God will. Hallelujah. Yes, he will. God will. Hallelujah. He'll bring you out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let my people go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of the enemy. Hallelujah. Coming up against my body and coming up against my mind and coming up against my finances. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I open up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I remove. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every weight that does so easily beset us. Hallelujah. See, one of the reasons why you can't fly, glory to God, hallelujah, is you got a lot of weights on you. Glory to God. You got some stuff that's weighing you down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, the locust, even if it flaps its wings, hallelujah, if it gets, hallelujah, debris on it, hallelujah, glory to God, it will cause it to be weighted down. Glory to God. And so I'm trying to let you know, beloved, that there is some debris in the air. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But in spite of the debris, God is able to allow you to maneuver and to navigate around the debris. We serve a God who is able to keep the debris from falling on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why don't you just step out on faith? Hallelujah. There's some situations, hallelujah, that we've been falling, hallelujah, trapped to. Hallelujah. There's some things, hallelujah, that we've allowed the enemy in, hallelujah, to trap us and to keep us from doing what we need to do. Hallelujah. But I'm declaring today that God is more than able. Hallelujah. He's more than able, hallelujah, to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Hallelujah. God's doing it even now. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. He's doing it now. Touch people. Touch them even now, oh God. And I pray right now, God, for those that are at home listening in, oh God, that you not forget them, oh God. Father, right where they are, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you would arrest them, Lord God. Arrest their hearts and arrest their minds, God. And let them know, God, that they were meant to fly. Glory to God. They were meant, oh God, to spread their wings, oh God, like eagles, oh God. Hallelujah. And soar above their situation. Soar above their problems, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, let my people go. Even as Moses cried, Lord God, and you heard his cry, Lord. I cry on tonight, Lord God. Let my people go. Let your people go, Lord God. Hallelujah. The people who will serve you. The people, Lord God, who are crying out in this last hour, Lord God. Oh, God, let them go on today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let them go right now, God. Hallelujah. Father, right now, God. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord God, that you would touch your people everywhere, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch them, Lord, right where they are. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hear our prayer tonight, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Our soul cried out, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Soul cry out to your name today, Lord God. Hear every cry, oh God. Yes, Lord. We need you tonight, oh God. We can't make it without you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Embrace us, oh God. Hallelujah. We lay it all down on tonight, oh God. We lay it all down before you, Lord God. We lay it before your feet, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Have your way. Glory to your name. Father, on tonight, God, we're praying, oh God, for the woman of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lydia Hamilton, oh God. Hallelujah. Father, right now, oh God, touch her grandchildren, oh God. Touch in the situation, Lord God, that is at hand, oh God. Father, you see all and you know all. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. You are the God over every institution, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, even wicked institutions, God. And I pray, Lord God, that even God, as she goes forth, Lord God, even now, Lord God, that you would give her power over the enemy, Lord God. In the midst of this governmental setting, oh God. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you would give her, hallelujah, favor right now, God. Favor to overcome, Lord God. That you would cause her to have complete victory, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, she's made a request, oh God. She needs a miracle now. Glory to God. Father, this coming Thursday, oh God, she needs a miracle, God. We're believing with her on tonight, God. That the miracle of God, hallelujah, 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 is going to allow, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, you to release, hallelujah, hallelujah, her children into her care, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. He is saying, let my people go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She's saying that she needs you, Lord God, to cause a release, oh God. Hallelujah. That you would cause the wind to blow even on Thursday, oh God. That will cause her and her children, oh God. Hallelujah. glory to God, hallelujah, to come forth out of this situation, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, I know, God, that it's her grandchildren, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now I pray, Lord God, that after this, Lord God, hallelujah, that you would continue to show forth your mighty hand in their life, oh God, that she would rejoice and that she would magnify, that she would glorify you, Lord God. For even now, Lord God, as she gives your name the praise, Lord God, you're working it out in the heavens, oh God, and we're believing it right now. Hallelujah. And Father, I pray, Lord God, for the woman of God, that you would touch her in her body, oh God, that you would remove all pain, Lord God, in her legs, oh God. And we pray, Lord God, for complete healing, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen her, Lord God, strengthen her body right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you right now. Glory to your name. Thank you, Father. Father, we continue to pray for Evangelist Johnson as well, Lord God. That you will continue, Lord God, to strengthen her body, Lord God. That you will continue, Lord God, to remove, Lord God, any infirmity right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. That you would free her right now in Jesus' name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're getting ready to do, Lord God, in these coming days, Lord God. We thank you for the Worship Center Radio, Lord God. We thank you for the Worship Center Network, Lord God. We thank you for the staff there, Lord God, and that you would continue to bless them and continue to move in their favor, Lord God. And Father, we're praying, Lord God, that you would come forth, Lord God, in a mighty way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you continue, Lord God, to give them favor and resources, Lord God. Father, we're praying, Lord God, for this Angels of Melody broadcast, Lord God. And that you would continue to show them favor, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you right now for Brother Speedy Brown, Lord God, and his family right now, Lord God. As you continue to bless them, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, how that there's been some things, God, that you have spoken to Brother Brown, Lord God, and you've given to him, Lord God, to do, Lord God. And we're praying, Lord God, that you would give him, Lord God, the resources and the strength, Lord God, to see it through, Lord God. We thank you even now, Lord God, for the new things, God, that you've already established and you've already made, Lord God. We give your name praise, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We honor you, Lord God, and we bless your name, Lord God. We praise you right now, Lord, that you would continue the work there, Lord God, and that you would continue to strengthen him, Lord God. And Father, that you would continue, Lord God, to allow your flame, Lord, to burn, hallelujah, down in his soul, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch the man of God, touch the woman of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch their children, Lord. Bless them in a mighty way, Lord God. We thank you for them now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Father, we pray, Lord God, amen, as you continue to bless, that you would begin to open doors, Lord God, that no man can shut, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that there are those, Lord God, who listen into this broadcast, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And this ministry has blessed their heart and blessed their soul, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, that you would touch them, Lord God, that you would touch their hearts, oh God, that you would touch their minds, oh God, and that they would know, Lord God, hallelujah, that this broadcast, Lord God, hallelujah, needs you even the more, Lord God. Even being under attack, Lord God, in many different areas, Lord God. Father, we've persevered and we've pushed on to continue, Lord God, to do your will in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Even in times, oh God, when we didn't feel like it, oh God. Father, I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you will continue to bless, that you will continue to strengthen, that you will continue to provide, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord God, even those that are under the sound of my voice, oh God, Father, that they would be a blessing to this ministry, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Glory to God. And if you would sow a seed, I don't care what it is, get a seed in your hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 5, 10, 20, whatever it is, glory to God. Hallelujah. Some can sow 100. Some can even sow 1,000. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But whatever it is, hallelujah. Inbox, the angel on deck. Glory to God. Inbox her and her Facebook page. Glory to God. And let her know that you want to sow a seed in her ministry. Glory to God. And she will give you instruction, glory to God, of where you can send that seed. Or you can also go to the Worship Center Radio website and look for Tanya Johnson, Angels of Melody broadcast. Look for that page. And on that page, there's a PayPal button where you can sow seed into this ministry. Things that God needs for this ministry in order for it to continue to go forth. There's some equipment that is needed. There's some things that's needed because we're getting ready to move into some different areas and some different things that God has established, and we want to bring good quality radio to you, and we want to bring quality and serve in excellence in the things that we do so that we can continue this broadcast and continue it in a great way. We're asking those who are listening, if you would sow a seed, I don't care what it is, but what you can do, glory to God, in Jesus' mighty name. Beloved, we're getting ready to go to a song for a moment, and we'll be back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I just want to let you know that God is saying, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. You don't even have to fight. He's already won. And the enemy knows that he or his time is up. And listen, we are dealing with a few little technical difficulties right now. And this is one of the things that I was telling you that your seed was going to go to. But it doesn't matter. We're going to keep on and we're going to continue and go forth. Listen, those of you who are online listening now, go to the phone, go to the Facebook, wherever you go, you can go at this time, and you can tell people that we're on live right now. Glory to God. Let them know that the man of God is here and that there is a word, glory to God, from the Lord. And it's waiting on them. Some of them haven't even tuned in. Some of you have tuned in or popped in, glory to God, and you what I call secret listeners. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You listen secretly. Hallelujah. But that's all right. Hallelujah. Because God sees you too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of you won't tune in, but when you tune in afterwards and you listen to the pre-recorded show, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you even now, glory to God. Hallelujah. For God said that there's one that's going to even come in and it's going to be listening in to the pre-recorded show. Glory to God. And this word is for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying, hallelujah. Glory to God. There's some things that have entered in to you from a child. And some things that you have gone through, some things that you have endured as a child. Abuse has been rampant in your life. Glory to God. And because of the abuse, glory to God, it has caused you to live and to think certain ways in your adult life. It has caused an imprisonment, glory to God. Glory to God. That you would have to behave or to act in a certain way. Glory to God. But I declare unto you tonight, glory to God, that God said that there is that one that is special for you. There is that one that is going to be able to be everything that you desired in your heart, everything that you purposed in your heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said that he's heard your cries in the night. Hallelujah. And how that the enemy has tried to convince you to love you. Glory to God. But I'm here to let you know today that God hears and he knows your every cry. Glory to God. Now I just want to let you know, woman of God, hallelujah. And I call you woman of God, hallelujah, because you are woman of God. Even though your mind has been troubled, even though there has been some things that, hallelujah, some would say that you're not, hallelujah. But I call you woman of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift up your hands right where you are. Hallelujah. Now I declare even now, hallelujah, glory to God, that there is a wind, Hashai, Rabakoshi, Randabokosi Abahai, glory to God. There is a wind of God, hallelujah, that is being released unto you even now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There is a wind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And this wind is blowing you out of your past. Hallelujah. It's blowing you into a present situation with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For where your past has kept you down and kept you thinking and depressed and kept you in a place where you have not completely healed. Hallelujah. God said it's the thing that you're holding on to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The thing that you think that you have to have. Hallelujah. Causing you, hallelujah, to be held in the bondage. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But there is a wind that's propelling you out of that place. Hallelujah. There's a wind that's propelling you out of the clutches of the enemy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you shall be free in Jesus' mighty name.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, I just want to let you know that, hallelujah, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, will be the one to release you out of your distress, out of what seems to be prison of your mind. God is ready to release you. Won't you lift your wings and let him breathe upon you? Glory to God. See, I know we're worried about, well, what if it comes back? Well, what if I miss out on God's win? Well, beloved, I want to let you know that the wind of God is blowing right now, and it's not too late for you to get in. It's not too big of a circumstance. All you've got to do is trust him. And I know you're saying, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it. But God is saying, I'll meet you. I'll meet you there. I'll meet you right there. I won't let you fall. I won't let you down. I won't let you, the enemy overtake you. Glory to God. Somebody said, I'll do it tomorrow. But tomorrow's not promised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Listen, we want you to continue to tune in to this broadcast. I'm declaring that there's a shifting taking place in this revival. There's a shifting taking place where we're shifting from, we've been doing a lot of warfare, but the warfare is causing the breakthrough. And as the breakthrough comes, we're going to be released into a worship. You don't want to miss that worship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss what God is getting ready to take us next. Hallelujah. He's propelling us and preparing us for our destiny. Oh, bless his name. None greater. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want to let you know that God hears our every cry. Don't you think for a moment that you're just left alone. But God hears every request. He hears and knows everything that you're going through. Hallelujah. We just got to learn how to lay it down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless his holy name. And we glorify him.
Father, we pray, Lord God, that even your people in high places, Lord God, and the government, Lord God, and our president, Lord God, that you would watch over them and that you would strengthen them, Lord God, that you would give them a mind, Lord God, to seek you, Lord God, in this hour, Lord. That they would run after you, Lord God, and that they would be lifted up, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you right now, God. Give your name praise, Lord God. Lord, whatever it is, Lord God, we ask for your forgiveness, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would cause a repentant heart, oh God, to come before you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We give your name praise. We honor you in all things, oh God, right now. In your mighty name, oh God. We thank you right now, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for everything that you've done and everything that you're going to do, Lord God. Lord, continue to bless. Continue to open new doors right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, make this broadcast what you want it to be, Lord God. Help us to get out of the way, Lord God, that you may be glorified in all things, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We honor you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. I won't do it. I had your back. What did I do? You stay with glory to God. You did not do it. My master, my Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We thank God for each and every one of you who has tuned in on tonight. We thank God for the broadcast, praise God. And we do apologize for any technical difficulties that we have been having, praise God. There's some things that is beyond our control, and we want you, our listeners, to continue to pray for this broadcast and pray for those who are in control. And we know that ultimately that God is in control of all things. So that being said, we're trusting him and we're believing God for everything that he has for us for this broadcast. And so we're going to play one more song on tonight. And then after that, we're going to say good night unto you and thank God for each and every one of you tuning in. And you've been listening to the Angels of Melody broadcast. Your host, none other than Evangelist Tanya Johnson, Angel on Deck. And filling in for her on tonight is Bishop Thomas Hobby. God bless you. You all have a wonderful night. And
no division or competition, oh yeah. And I saw the time, there was no envy, there was no strife, whoa, whoa, whoa. No denomination, no walls to keep us from one another. We were all sisters, we're all brothers, 'cause when we all get together, what a day it's gonna be, when we all see Jesus. No more fighting, no more, no more. We will love one another. We're all sisters, we're all brothers. One of these mornings it won't be long. Gonna look for me, I've been gone.
Life, 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 life